Tuesday, 17th of May, Fragment 3. The sun is the width of a human foot. Afterwards, he lay there on the grass, the dampness hidden in the moss underneath seeping through to his skin. The sheet of clouds overhead broke, and the sun was cast down upon his face. His fingers on his right hand, unaccustomed to being still, idly played with the old rabbit bones that lay there, stroking their roughness when they were broken, and the smoothness where the meat had rotted away. His left hand was still, and full of his attention. Beneath his thumb, warmth, like fire, radiated from her side. She asked him, "What shall we do when the tide rises again?" "What we have done. I'll gather the dry foods first, and take them up here, on top of the cliffs. Then I'll return for the cloths and the tools. Then what else I can salvage of the perishable food, and the other things that might survive, but it would be best to have. And then we will wait for the tide to recede, as we've done before." She knew all this, of course. He told her not to tell her, nor to answer, but to keep up a string of words where silence would have been pregnant and full. He had never learned the trick of speaking meaningful words, but he knew that repetitions of nothing would suffice. She hummed, her tone rising in agreement. "And our cabin? Will the stone hold?" "You know it will," he replied. "It was built close-fitting to last such things. If you like, I'll take out the boat and go down to check. It will not be much lower than 30 feet, judging by the last time." "What if this time the tide is worse? The sun seems much closer this year." He squinted his eyes and followed her mind to the sky, and judged the level of light, red in the early afternoon. "No, I think it should be fine. Look here." His foot raised, until his skirt tumbled down and the trunks of his thighs pointed his feet towards heaven. "See? The sun is no further away. My foot still blots out the light." "It looks bigger this year." He held his foot like that, staring. A tern flew overhead, and he followed it with his eyes. "Did you hear me? I said it looks bigger. And the old tide man won't keep back the waves or water much longer." The tern circled again around his foot, and around the sun. "What about the water? The rising tide?" He pinched her softly and looked over with a smile. "What looks bigger again?" She laughed, and he brought his feet down. He followed the tern's flight with his eyes, and slowly opened his right hand. The bones tumbled out, crushed and red in the sun. Like a young child unable to read the wind on the sea, he hadn't understood a word she just said. What would rise? He couldn't remember, and he knew it. He made sure she didn't have the chance to ask him again. He had no answer.